Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. Randy Newman is a Jewish follower of Jesus and on staff with Campus Crusade for Christ. He's authored several books on sharing faith, including Bringing the Gospel Home, Witnessing to Family Members, Close Friends, and Others Who Know You Well. And he offered an illustration on baking and following a recipe as an example of how we could communicate the gospel.
You know, when we get a recipe, we follow a recipe, there's always two parts of a recipe. The top part is just the list of ingredients, and the bottom part is more the procedure. So, you know, the top part is, you know, one cup of sugar, one cup of milk, one cup of flour. But if all you have is the ingredients and you don't know how to mix them together or what to do with them, or, you know, you probably, I don't know, throw them in a big bowl and, you know, pray or something. So the bottom part of the recipe is really, really important. You know, mix these three ingredients together and set them aside and let them, you know, marinate, and put this these two ingredients together, but put them in the refrigerator and then preheat the oven and mix these things together, let it stand for 10 minutes before you put it in. You know, it's all that kind of procedure stuff. And I think a whole lot of us think of evangelism as only the top part of a recipe. Well, if I just say these five pieces of theological truth, if I just convey to people the truth, God loves them, God sent his son to die for them, they're sinful, they need forgiveness, they need to individually place their faith and trust in Jesus, they need to receive him as their Lord. And if I just communicate those pieces, that's all I need to do. But the truth is, sometimes it's more like the procedure part of the recipe. And so sometimes we think, you know what, I think my relative needs to wrestle with the fact that God is both loving and holy. And maybe I need to just kind of let them wrestle with that until they go, wait a minute, how could he be both? Because only when someone's frustrated by how can he be both does the gospel contribute a resolution to a problem. Or maybe people are stuck back at, well, Christians are all a bunch of know-it-alls who never really listen. So maybe the preheating of the oven might be, well, let me just be nice to this relative and listen to them and show them that I care about them. Just long enough until they go, wait a minute, why are you being so nice? All right, now we can move forward. So I think that there's just a whole lot of pre-evangelism and setting of the environment in which the evangelism takes place. All right, what's the combining of the ingredients step before I throw this whole mess into the oven?